Sarasbir Paratat Mishnachat Misha Hailo Perishbir Vehigia Shatapir. Somebody who had Peros Svir, he had Per that grew on Svir and half Kedusha Svir. And it's now the man for the beer. It's a time to dispose of the Perish Svir. As we have said many times previously, a Perish Svir is having the man beer in which they have to be disposed of. And what is his man beer for the Peris? Each pre has its own man beer. And if I said the Masechet Pesachim is man beer for grapes, it's Pesach time. And for olives, it's Shavuot time. And for figs, it's Hanukkah time. And for dates, it's Purim time. All these dates are in the eighth year. And these are the times when each pre is no longer available out in the field for the Chayim. The Chayim no longer have access to these pears. That is man beer. And each pre has its own man beer because each pre has a different time in which it's no longer available for the Chayim out in the field. So what do you do by this man beer? The Mishnah explains. Machalik mother and shalosh suda l'koecha ve'echa. You distribute the amount of three sudas to each member of your household. That's the amount you're allowed to keep in your house after the man beer. The amount of three meals for each member of your household. And the rest that's left over after that, you have to take it out of your house and to be mafker to anybody who wants to take that. Ba'aniyem oichlen achra beer avalo ashirim tivrei Rabbi Yehuda. Only poor people can eat Peros Svir after the Zman Beer, but not rich people, according to Rabbi Yehuda. When you're mafker the Peros Svir, only Aniyim can come take them, and Aniyim can eat them after they take it from the Hefker, but Ashirim cannot come and take the Peros Svir from the Hefker after the Zman Beer. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Echad Aniyim, Ve'echad Ashirim, Oichlin Achra Beer. Rabbi Yossi said, both Aniyim and Ashirim can eat Peros Svir after the Zman Beer. When somebody is mafker Peros Svir at the Zman Beer, anybody who wants to take them can take them. Even Ashirim can take those Peros and to eat them after the Zman Beer, according to Rabbi Yossi. And even the person who is mafker them himself, he can take them back into the house after he's mafker them. At the Zman Beer, you have to mafker your Peros Svir. You have to take it out of your house and let anybody who wants to take them. But if nobody claims them, according to Rabbi Yossi, the person himself can take them back into the house. And since he was mocked, nobody claims it. So he himself can take it back into the house. And according to Rabbi Yossi, even an usher can eat Peros Svir after the Zman Beer. Sechet Svir Paratas Mishnah Tas Misha Ha'ilo Peros Svir Shanafu Lo Be'erusha O Shanafu Lo Be'matana. Somebody who has Peros Svir, he has fruit of Svir, that have Kedusha Svir, but he did not pick them himself. Instead, it fell to him as an inheritance, or was given to him as a gift. Rabbi Yehuda, I may not do little achlan. Rabbi Yehuda said, the person who received these pears as a gift, or inherited these pears, cannot eat them all himself. Instead, he has to share them with other people. The reason being is that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Beishamah, who has said previously in this Masechta, that it is forbidden to eat pears fees bitova, meaning to say, somebody who received pears fees cannot show gratitude to the person who gave him the Peros Svir. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, somebody who received Peros Svir as a gift or inherited Peros Svir, he cannot eat them all himself. Because if he eats them all himself, he'll have gratitude to the person who gave it to him. Instead, he has to share them with other people. The Chachamim say to Rabbi Yehuda, a sinner should not be rewarded. Instead, you should not eat these Peros Svir at all. You should sell them to other people to eat them. With ma'am yitchaku l'chadam, and the money you receive in the proceeds of the sale, you should not be allowed to keep. Instead, you should have to distribute the money to other people. As the Chacham are saying to Rabbi Eliezer, that since according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not allowed to show gratitude to the person who gave you Peros Svir, you shouldn't even be allowed to share them with others. As even though you're not eating all the Peros, you are eating some of them and sharing them with other people, and you'll still have gratitude to the person who gave you the Peros Svir. Instead, you should be forced to sell all the pears to other people. And you shouldn't be allowed to keep the money. You should have to distribute the money. And the Mephoshim explained that in reality, the Chachamim disagree totally with Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chachamim don't agree with Beis Shammai. They are not allowed to eat Peros Svir b'tova. So according to the Chachamim themselves, somebody who received Peros Svir as a gift or inherited Peros Svir, he can eat them all himself. He wouldn't even have to share them with others. Since according to the Chachamim, you are allowed to have gratitude the person who gave you the Peros Svir. But the Chacham are saying to Rabbi Eliezer, according to you, Rabbi Eliezer, who hold like Beis Shammai, that you're not allowed to eat Peros Svir b'tova, you shouldn't even be allowed to share them with others. And if you share them with others, you'll be a chote, you'll be a sinner, as you'll have gratitude to the person who gave it to you, even though you're not eating them all yourself, since you are eating some of them. So therefore, instead, you should have to sell them, and the money you receive in return, you should have to distribute to others. Somebody who eats from dough that has Kedusha Shvi'ah, and he ate from the dough before the challah was taken from it, it's Chayav Misa. And that is a halacha. As once the dough is Chayav and challah, if you eat from it before the challah was taken from it, you're Chayav Misa. Now, there's no difference between dough of Shvi'ah or any other dough. The reason why the Mishnah teaches us that if you eat from dough or spears before the challah is taken from it, you're chayav misa, even though that halacha is true, whether the dough has kedusha spears or not, is because you might think that somebody who eats from dough that has kedusha spears, even though the challah wasn't taken from it, you're not chayav misa. Because you might think you're not chayav in the challah if it has kedusha spears. Because the Torah teaches us that you have to eat pears that have kedusha spears, and you can't burn it. And the halacha is, if challah becomes tameh, it has to be burnt. You might think that since you're not allowed to burn pears that have kedusha shvi'ah, and challah that becomes tameh has to be burnt, maybe dough that has kedusha shvi'ah, the challah doesn't have to be taken from it, since it might cause you to burn it if it becomes tameh. So therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that that's not the case, that dough or shvi'ah is chayav and challah is just like any other dough, and therefore, if you eat from the dough or shvi'ah before the challah was taken from it, you are chayav misa, just like the halacha would be by any other dough.